13th Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Zayin. We continue the halachas of Seder, of trapping on Shabbos. Yosha for Echad of Pesach, Eloi Lilohu. One person sat by the door. He did not fill up the door. There was room for the animal that was inside the house to escape. Yosha Hashem Milor. The second one closed up the opening that remained. Hashem Nechayv. Only the second one is Chayv, because the first one did not do trapping. He left the door open, and the second one stopped up the remaining passageway, and he is the only one who finished off the malacha. Yeah, just like we say, if it's walls around the house and I close the door, we don't say I'm potter, because I didn't do it all by myself. The door, the walls help that off. The one who finishes closing the opening, the one who's going to be chayv. Yoshev Rishon al Pesach in the loy v'yashenu Yoshev Tzivah. The first one closed. He sat by the door, but it was completely closed based on him. And then his friend sat next to him. At the time the friend sat there, he didn't do anything because the door was closed anyway. Opening was closed anyway based on the fact that the first one was sitting there. Even though afterwards the first one went away, and now the door is closed because of the second person, still, why is that so? That the first one is chayv and the second one is potter? Because the first one has transformed the house from being open to closed. The second one went to a closed house, and he replaced the closing. That's not the malach of Seder. The Seder, as we said before, is transforming the situation from being a situation of the animal that is loose, not under control, to be under control. What is it similar to? The noise is based on the shama, but it's a symbol that a person just wants to close the door of his house. He didn't realize there was a tree inside of it, and suddenly he goes into the bedroom and he sees there's a tree over there. He's also a potter, because he had no intention of doing the malach. There's a discussion we're showing him, a tremendous chiddush, that even if he knew the animal was in his house, he could still close the door. And that's a chiddush, because you know, Sikresha, the person knows that he's doing a malach, even though that's not his primary intent, still tells him to do. We do not pass him as that opinion. So, the person knows that closing the door, he will cause something to be trapped. It may be a problem if it's cold outside and it could cause problems to the house. We should ask the Shaila. We will not go into all the problems today.